Well, shall we sing 479, Lily of the Valley? Let's stand. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He all my grief has taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken and all my idols torn from my heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me and Satan tempts me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory to see his blessed face, of delight shall ever roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Hallelujah, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, we worship you, our wonderful Savior. We exalt thee, O Lord, we exalt thee tonight. We praise thee, O Lord, our wonderful, wonderful Savior. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. Jesus, we worship you, we exalt thee, O God. Our wonderful Lord, we worship you, dear Jesus. Glorious Lord, we praise you. We praise your name, O Lord. Jesus, our God and our King, we exalt you tonight. The wonderful, wonderful Jesus, O God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We love you, dear God. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we can be in your presence tonight. Lord, you are all these things that this song described. Our wonderful Savior. You are awesome. And we're thankful, Lord, that you make a way where we can just know that you are in our midst, that you manifest yourself to us, and that you can quicken us and meet us tonight. We're anxious to meet with the King. And so we just pray you'll have your way, Lord. And we also thank you for every one of the young people that are here over this weekend. We pray, Father, together that you'll meet them tonight. Lord, do a perfect work. We thank you for the workshops they had this afternoon. And this wonderful topic of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, we pray, Lord, that there'll be baptisms, there'll be real infillings. Dear Lord, we pray, God, there'll come a new desire that will flow through this body of young people, that they'll want to be filled with you. They'll want, Lord, those that have been, that they'll want a fresh baptism. Oh God, we earnestly desire, break forth the fountains and work. Bless Isaac as he brings forth the word tonight, Lord. God, give him liberty, and give, we pray, Holy Spirit, give each one of them ears to hear and to respond. We earnestly pray. God, we want to just say thank you that how this lodge was just filled with young people. Lord, we pray that it'll increase. We believe you to do it. That there'll be a whole generation that's growing older that just feel, receive, and enjoy the presence of the Lord in this lodge. We trust you to do that, Lord. And Father, we ask it in your name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing another one. Let's see. One of my favorites, 476. And if you want to sit down, you can sit down. Please feel free. But 476. You can sit. I'm going to stand. How's that? Thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Distress 'neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sins drag me down, I cry to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet day. He placed a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He placed me upon the strong rock by his side, my steps were established, yes, here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by his grace until the crown I gain. He brought me up of the miry clay. He set my feet on that rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He gave me a song plus a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. I'll sing of his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song my soul today. A song of praise, hallelujah.
I wonder how many here really relate to this song. You were in a pit, you knew it. Your feet were like in miry clay, to use that analogy, and God delivered you. How many know what that's about? Raise your hand. It's awesome, right? I grew up in church. You know, my family came into the Kingsburg Pentecostal Church when I was 10 years old, and I remember, I guess I was by the time that we were there, 6 months later, I had given my heart to the Lord at the altar, and my whole family got saved. And I don't want to relate the whole thing, but that was a very different Christmas for us. Christmas was always a time when it was just all about the gifts, of course, and we didn't know much. We knew it was a Savior's birthday, sort of. You know, I was a good Methodist boy. My mother and I went to the Methodist church, and I knew that. But really, it was about the gifts. And that Christmas, all of us, let's see, at that time it was my mother, my father, and four other siblings, had given our hearts totally to the Lord. And it was the first time ever we, instead of ripping open the gifts, we sat in our living room and opened the Bible. And, it was a strange event to see my father, who never picked up a Bible before, never cracked it open, opened the Bible and read for us the Christmas story. And we began, all of us began to cry, from the youngest to the oldest, because something new had happened, something wonderful. And I grew up in church. I never got into drugs. I never got into alcohol. I never smoked. I was a good boy. Somebody applaud? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I was. I wish my mom was here. She'd tell you. But you know, sometimes there's pits you get into that are not always obvious. And when I became a teenager, I had gotten into a pit of miry clay. And it was involved with some unchurched friends. And it's the grace and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ that pulled me out. That's why this song is so special to me. Because he pulled me out of that pit. And he put a new song in my life. So I was glad to see so many hands raised. Because that's our Savior. He's the Good Shepherd. And he saved us. And we don't have a lot of time tonight. We have to clear out of here by 9 for the staff meeting. But let's celebrate the deliverance of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, whether you've... I know if we had time, we could share some stories of maybe you've been way out there. Or maybe you've just been a church kid like me who the enemy grabbed one day, but the Good Shepherd came after and rescued. Let's give God praise for that. Let's sing that last verse.
476.
Yes, thank you. And did we sing that fourth yet? I forgot. We did. Thank you. All right, fifth verse, 476.
I'll tell of the pit with its gloom and despair. I'll praise the dear Father who answered my prayer. I'll sing my new song, the blessed story of love. Then join in the chorus with the saints.
Song of praise, hallelujah. Oh,
worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship your name, O Lamb of God. We praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you. We worship you, O God. We praise your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you. Thank the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. Thank you, dear God. We do thank you, Lord. Praise you, dear Jesus. And Father, we want to ask that for every one of those girls that have been up here this month, Lord, that we know you've done a work in them. We thank you for that. And we want to offer our prayers that that work will continue. We pray, God, that if there are any of these that have been here that need help while they're home, that by the Holy Spirit, you'll lead and guide them into churches, and if they don't belong, if they're not one already, where they can be fed and grow. We earnestly ask that, God. Continue that work, we pray. We ask, God, that many of these will know of the great deliverance that comes through knowing you. We ask, oh, Jesus, just to do that work in them, we ask. Prepare their hearts for those that are coming up. We ask too, Lord, that it'll be good ground for your word to be planted in. We ask, oh God, for all of the staff members that have gone home, that you'll be with them, refresh them, Lord, and pray for the and these that have joined today. God, prepare their hearts to serve you with gladness and joy, and also that you might do a work in each one of these that are here. We trust you to do that, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to put him on the spot, but I see Nick here. We had Nick in the cottage. And Nick, could you just share what you do in the Philippines briefly? Were you able to do that? Just if you could just stand and just tell us what is it your mission there is.
Like you said, I grew up at camp. I was in the cottage with Keith. I actually got saved in the cottage and then Keith was my counselor. And the Lord has led me to go to overseas and to, you know, do what Keith did, you know, minister to children in the Philippines that normally don't have somebody that will teach them the Bible. And the Lord's put it on my heart to be a father to the fatherless. And that's been my heart since I've been there. And these kids in the Philippines, I've been there 3 years, and a lot of them, they look up to me as their father. And it's just a great blessing to be able to sow into somebody else's life, you know, the love of Jesus, you know, so that they can grow up and do the same for their generation. And that's what I've been doing for the last 3 years. And it hasn't been easy, you know. The Lord's brought me out of the miry clay, you know. Even in the Philippines, you know, when times have been rough, you know, the Lord's brought me out of that clay, you know, and really set my eyes above who God is. And it's been a blessing. And these kids don't know Jesus. A lot of them don't know Jesus, but when they do become to know Jesus, you know, they are, I want to say they're dangerous. They're dangerous for the kingdom of God, you know, because they'll spread that word to their families and to their friends and everything. So I don't know if that's...
No, thank you.
There's a lot I can say, but I don't
want to take... No, thank you, Nick. We wanted to just know what you're up to, and want to pray for you, too. And Father, we thank you for Nick's kingdom heart, and we lift him up today. God, we pray first that you'll continue to guide and lead him and feed his soul. We pray, Lord Jesus, we ask, Lord, that while he's here, that you will just use him for your kingdom. Thank you that for his willingness to serve you wherever he is. But we pray, God, too, as he gives out, you'll pour in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We pray, secondly, that you'll supply every need in Christ Jesus, Lord, and supply all that he needs, the funding that he needs, and for the next step and around the corner.
We lift him up, dear Lord God, and we pray, Father, that while he's there, that as he's mentioned, many of these children will become dangerous for the kingdom of God. Lord, they'll just work and live and spread the gospel there in that part of the Philippines. And so we just pray, Lord, that you'll strengthen his hands for the work of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. What a Savior. And let's sing that chorus one more time. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a friend. Saving, helping, keeping, loving. He we do thank you that you are a great Savior. And we ask God, as we look into your word, that you'll manifest yourself to us.
Yes,
Lord, we pray, God, that we'll have hearts that respond to your word. Whatever the Holy Spirit wants to communicate to us, particularly, Lord, that applies to us. We're so thankful that you reach us just right where we are. And we ask God tonight, as we look at the, a portion of Scripture, that speak to us, Holy Spirit. Teach us, we pray. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated?